Okay, well, I don't have time for this story.
Yeah,
maybe we'll
do.
Get Julie to tell her story of some prank that was visited upon her by her friends that involved a used female product.
What?
Do you know the story?
What?
I don't think
so. Okay, so some P1 tweets this.
Why are you writing her into the narrative?
Because I figured this would be a short story. Oh. Get Julie to retell what her friend did as a prank involving a used woman's product.
Well, they might be talking about the human waste story that I told on Bad Radio a few weeks ago, but it wasn't a feminine product.
Okay, this says used women's product. What was the waste story?
Well, Jake was talking about how something or other, I never really listened that closely, but something with putting poop, if you will, on a pizza and feeding it to people. That was one of the things that he and his friends did in high school. They made poop pizza.
They did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't this a scene from the movie The Help?
It makes me want to throw up right now.
Similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know, I had wished that I didn't tell the story then, so I don't really want to retell it.
Well, what was the story that you wished that you didn't tell?
Well, now that you phrased it that way, I had a girlfriend, and it was definitely a girlfriend and not me, because I have been saying, oh, the whole friend thing, when it was actually me, but it wasn't. I had a girlfriend that took part in some human waste pranking as well with her own.
Hmm. That's disgusting. Well,
what did she do with it?
Put it under the car door for a younger girl that she didn't like.
The handle?
So, yeah, sorry, the door handle. That's right.
Ugh.
And it was a girl who like got a brand new, whatever, fancy car and went to open the door one time and was greeted with that.
With mess?
P-O-O-P. It was not me, and I did not endorse it. I actually am very disgusted by this type of behavior. But that was my story.
Well, as many pranks as I've been involved in and as much jackassery as I underwent in my adolescence and commissioned in my adolescence, yeah. Never did anything involving that. Danny?
What?
Cannot say as
Please
much.
Please divert this, Danny.
No, I've done something that I will never admit to on the radio that is worse than any of you can ever imagine.
Well, you've got to tell
Whoa.
Us. Now.
I can't.
Whoa,
I literally cannot
it.
Tell you.
Give
what
us
do
a
you
hand.
Mean? I will implicate myself.
Is it a crime?
It was very criminal.
Well, surely the statute of limitations
the statue?
Has not been made. No, yeah, what? You can't get in trouble now.
Yeah, I can. No, I can get can. Other people in trouble.
You're in a safe zone.
I well, got
you know how to
me put it this way
massage something for
me,
radio.
Me and I can't do that. Me and but I will tell you what the end result was, and I felt terrible about it. But me and two of my friends essentially pulled a Halloween prank on a teacher that made her quit and move. It was so bad.
Oh, wow! And it
no wonder you drink
two.
So much.
It what? Much to suppress the pain.
You just have to forget so much.
Were your two friends Mike and Corby?
No. No, okay. This was in high school.
It involved
this
number
was a
two,
freshman
right?
in high school, yes. Things were done in a bucket and things ended up on a woman's car.
Oh, my.
Things were done in a bucket over a month.
Oh,
my God.
And ended up on her car and her front door.
Mm.
I'm not proud of it. Dude, I've done some stupid, very destructive things in my life. But she came to school that Monday after Halloween, because Halloween was on a Saturday night, and we were all called into the office because she suspected us, and we lied until we died. 100% denial, never got in trouble. A week later, she quit and moved.
What made her obviously suspect you?
Because we were the three that she...
They were
felt,
carrying a bucket into the restroom every day?
No. Because we were the class clowns, and we were always in trouble by her. She had no tolerance for buffoonery, and we were always sent to the hall, getting licks, going to the principal's office, whatever. And
buffoonery is a very nice word for that, Danny.
Yeah.
She's a little stronger than that.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
A bucket of slop.
A cat, dog, you name it. Not our own.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, you
Animals?
Made it seem like it was
yeah.
your own.
No. I wasn't, like, squatting over a Home Depot orange bucket.
I thought it was
a Homer bucket.
But this guy had a lot of pets, and we just save all of their stuff and then mixed it with
Melting.
Ammonia.
Oh, well, it's not near as
and
bad.
Eggs yeah. and anything just pungent and wrong. until it became a big bucket of syrup.
Did you feel guilty about this, or was it like, yeah. Oh, man, she was real jerk
to us? I felt guilty the second after we did it, but it was done, and we had to run and hide.
Hide?
Uh-huh.
And you've been hiding all this time.
That's not suspicious if
yeah,
they find
I've told
you
the story to a few people. Now the world knows. You, I hate you. You've been doing this to me for 20 years. I'm serious. Gordon is like truth serum when it comes to like dark secrets of your past.
I know.
The time you got Davey to admit riding the shower curtain down after doing that awful thing on yes. his own stuff. Good
Davey
Lord.
Was standing up.
Don't.
Can we tell the story?
No. It's middays. This isn't the rant.
You got Doogie to admit a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Doogie
the pin.
Yeah.
He's terrible. He will make you admit to things that otherwise you would never admit to.
I've noticed.
Wow.
I hate you.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for that, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.